This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com. This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
It is 11 a.m. on Thursday, which means it's time for two tickets, please.
It's finally time.
Oh, wow. All right. My name is AJ Richardson.
And I'm Jackson Orman.
And I'm here with Jackson. And we are the hosts of the film radio show, Two Tickets, Please.
Yes, we are.
And we have quite the lineup of things to talk about today.
Yes, we do.
So we should get right into it with our first bit, which is going to be...
Which is a brand new segment.
It's a brand new segment. Yes. And it's recent movies that we've seen recently.
As you can tell, we're... extremely good at naming segments.
We're the best. All right. So, the first recent movie that we've seen recently is it's going to be Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
Yes. There's incredible movies in theaters right now.
It's great. A lot of good stuff that they're putting out there. So, what are our thoughts on Sonic 3?
Initial thoughts on Sonic 3. Not a huge fan. I've never really been into that whole Sonic universe kind of thing in the first place. But just as a movie, I mean, I don't think we're the audience.
Definitely
specifically.
Not. Definitely not.
But it just wasn't funny. Jim Carrey did the best he could, but I didn't really find any of the movie funny.
Yeah.
What were your initial thoughts?
Jim Carrey, Oscar bait. Which actually didn't get any nominations because the nominations came out.
I can't believe it.
I know, snubbed. Sonic snubbed.
Yeah.
It wasn't great.
What were your thoughts on the insane fourth wall break that Jim Carrey did?
Oh my goodness. It's got to be the most diabolical fourth wall break of all time.
For those of you who haven't seen the movie, Jim Carrey plays... two characters. He plays... I don't even remember his name.
He's like
the Eggman.
Dr. Eggman.
And then he plays his own granddad.
Yeah, he plays Dr. Eggman.
And when they first meet, they like look at each other and like mirror each other's movements. And then he says... I forget exactly, but he's like... It's almost like we're actors in a movie played by the same... characters in a movie played by the same actor. And they both look at the screen.
Right. So, it's
and I guess
diabolical.
That was pretty funny.
I mean, yeah. You know it wasn't funny, though.
What?
Konnichiwa?
In my notes for Sonic 3, I have written down, Konnichiwa?
That's all I have. It says notes on Sonic 3, Konnichiwa.
I can't believe that was a real line in the film. Yeah, what's so they're sitting at this, like, well, first of all, this really weird, like,
it's like a
Japanese, like,
restaurant thing.
Kids restaurant.
Yeah, or something like that.
And then all the, like, evil eggs come and try and, like, blast them. And Katsune goes, Konnichiwa! While it zooms in on his face. And I think that was the only part of the movie I unironically laughed at.
Right. Yeah.
Just because of how dumb that was.
Yeah. Yes. But on a serious note, I would say, aside from the crazy, like, advice that Sonic and Shadow have at the end there, like, their Shadow's crazy, like, redemption story type thing, not that great.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, Keanu Reeves is great.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, like, he's pretty good in this.
Right.
But, like, I don't know. There just wasn't really a compelling story anywhere.
I agree with that.
And, I guess it's like kind of a quick, I mean, it's not a long movie, but he pretty quickly is like, oh, all right.
Yeah, he's like,
I'll help you out.
Okay. Yeah, pretty quick there.
But, I mean, he's pretty cool. I think, I mean, I guess it's the point of the Sonic universe, but it feels like it's like, here's Sonic in the first movie, and then it's like the second movie is like, here's Red Sonic and Yellow Sonic. And then in this one, it's like, here's Evil Sonic.
And then the post-credits scene, it's here's Pink it's, Sonic.
Here's Girl Sonic.
Yeah.
And Metal Sonic.
Girl. Oh, and Metal Sonic.
We're not caught up with Sonic lore, but...
Yeah, I know nothing. I've just played the Sonic game at Top Golf.
What?
I played it on Monday, actually.
Okay, well, you know more about Sonic than I do.
I know Top Golf Sonic.
Well, I guess that's our main thoughts on Sonic.
Yeah.
This is a recent movie that came out that we did see in a theater with the two of us and Wolf Handle.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Oh, boy.
Another incredible film that we have seen recently. In an empty theater with the two of us was Kraven the Hunter.
Well, first, should we... We got carded before Kraven.
This is like the first movie I've ever been ID'd to go see.
Yeah, she was like, it's rated R, I need to see
rated
some
R,
ID.
And I was like, you drove, so I didn't have an ID with me. So I had to... I was like, what do you want from me? Like, I go to the same college as he does, and she was like, I need to see something physical with her birthday on it. So eventually I pulled up my... Apple account settings birthday in my like account info, and she was like, all right, you're good.
It was that's
so
the second time I've ever
we worked
this.
Really hard to go see Kraven the Hunter.
We did.
In like the biggest theater they had there. And it was the two of us in the middle of the theater and no one else, which after seeing this movie I know why.
All right, so what are your thoughts then?
I mean, just this whole universe of characters that Sony's trying to push out, it just doesn't work.
No.
I like Aaron Taylor Johnson as Kraven. It's not even bad casting. Like,
he's
pretty cool.
Yeah, no, he's good.
And he's the only good part of the movie at all.
Yep.
Is his acting. It's okay. But, I don't know. Just the... It starts out with... A crazy long origin story.
Yeah,
it's 25 minutes or something.
It's like the first like 3 minutes or 5 minutes or so are like the scene at the prison where it's like present day, and then we get a 25 to 30 minute flashback of hunting in Africa.
Yeah, Russell Crowe being a horrible dad.
and actor at the same time.
Shoot the lion. He wasn't that bad, I mean,
underwhelming compared
the
to what he can normally
the whole time.
Do.
I mean, yeah.
It's nothing compared to what we've seen from him in the past.
Yeah, I mean, obviously. Yeah, it's no Gladiator.
Yeah, being an awful dad, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, for sure. I mean, his son literally gets attacked by a lion, and he's like, I'm disappointed you didn't shoot at him. Like, that literally happens. He's in the hospital after getting mauled by a lion. Like, he literally died. The random other, we'll get there, but this other character literally brought him back to life, basically.
Yeah, she came out of nowhere, too.
But yeah, his dad's like, why didn't you shoot at him? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, he was making a connection with the lion. Or something. Yeah,
he had his, like, orange eyes at the lion.
Yeah, something's going on.
Which, I guess he could do that before.
I don't know.
He got the weird
or
stuff.
Or maybe he was just, like, I don't know, being nice to the lion. I have three notes on Kraven.
Okay, yeah, give me
a bad acting is my first note.
I have that, too.
It was awful.
I actually have horrible acting written down.
Yeah. Well, it was horrible. And it was the lady who played Calypso and Calypso's grandma were the worst.
Oh, for sure. We were looking up at, like, Letterboxd, like, who that was. And, like, most of the other stuff she's been in, I didn't know this actress beforehand.
Yeah, I didn't
but
either.
But all the stuff she'd been in beforehand were, like, musical stuff. So maybe that's her, like, her expertise.
Yeah, probably.
And they just threw
know.
Her in this movie. But it was bad.
The second one that I wrote was Rhino Bad. not only did the CGI of the rhino look bad, but his character as a whole and him as a villain was just bad. It was in a movie where another villain is the protagonist, but the problem is the rhino was just bad.
Yeah, it was really.
And he looked horrendous in that final fight. It's just like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
How much did you pay for the CGI?
Yeah, they're like teasing him the entire movie. Because, like, they also kept teasing this, like, the doctor.
Yeah.
I got this procedure done. Like, the doctor said he could give you super strength or something. And I was, like, first in line. And then he's, like, so the rhino is, like, has, like, this weird disease thing. So he wears this little, like, backpack around in order to, like, not turn into the rhino. And then, like, four times during the movie, he, like, undoes it for a second and, like, kind of turns a little bit into the rhino, and then he stops it, and you're like, alright. And at the end of the movie, he finally turns into the rhino, and then gets beat by Kraven in, like, under 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's bad. And then my third point was just horrible writing. Because I actually went back and was able to look at some of the scripts.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is just horrendous.
I don't know.
I think we wrote a better screenplay for our Red Eye Film Frenzy. For Frostfight.
Yeah, go check it out.
Go check out Frostfight. We won Red Eye Film Frenzy that film. So and fun. We wrote a better screenplay than Kraven did.
It was like all... I can't remember any like specifically bad lines, but it was like... It's what you think. It's like the kind of lines like, he's right behind me, isn't he?
My favorite bad line comes at the very end.
Yeah.
When Kraven's younger brother.
Oh my god.
After he got like healed by the teased doctor.
Yeah, the doctor came back.
The doctor in New York. He was like, he's a little unorthodox, but he fixed me. And he's like, it works out great because, or he doesn't say it that way, but that's how I remember it. And he's like, because I've always felt like a chameleon. And then he turns into
changes his skin. And you're like,
changes his skin. Okay. And we were like, okay, great way to end it. Sets it up for a sequel that's not going to happen, hopefully.
It's not. That whole character, so the entire movie, he's like, oh, I'm a chameleon, I can change my voice. He never does it in, like, a helpful way.
No.
The only times he does it are with, like, his brother when they're younger. He, like, mimics their dad's voice for a second.
They just, like, they just make fun of their dad and then like, wonder why their dad doesn't like them.
Yeah. And then, like, at some random other points, he does it, like, for fun. He never uses it for, like, in the plot. And then at the very end of the movie, after they, like, defeated Rhino and their dad and all this stuff, they're walking away. He's, like, angry at his brother out of nowhere. He's, like, on his side the whole movie, and then he's, like...
He's just mad.
You suck. Yeah, I don't know. Then they're walking away... And then he's like, yo, come back. And he turns around and he's like, him?
Yeah, he's his brother.
Yeah. He like turned into him. And then he's like, what the heck? Yeah. he's like, I found this doctor in New York. It was an unorthodox procedure, but he turned me into this. He's like, I've always been a chameleon. And the movie ends.
And credits roll. And I wasted $10 to see the movie.
It was kind of like a fun time just because of how bad it is.
That is so true.
If you're interested in that, you should go see this movie.
Yeah, if you want a good laugh with friends or something because it's just that bad, go see it.
Yeah. It was fun having an open theater because I was like audibly making fun of the movie.
Yeah, we could yell and stuff by ourselves.
It was like, I think I also wrote down, I mean, yeah, for sure, just terrible script, but even like the cinematography.
It wasn't special. No, that was another point actually that I thought about. Because whoever did it, it's like, it's half of it is just these far out shots, uninteresting, not colored. You know, it's not set up right. It's bad.
Yeah. And, like, you know it's bad when we're sitting in the movie actively making fun of the
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I'm not, like, purposely looking for that when I go see a movie.
No, yeah. I don't look for... I don't actively focus on the bad cinematography when I go to a movie.
But it was bad.
But it was that bad.
There's two cinematography scenes I can think of with, like, the random zoom-outs.
Yep.
It's when we're still in his insanely long origin story, and he, like, kills these, like, poachers.
Oh, yeah.
And then while he's, like, beating up the guy on the ground, it zooms super far away and shows, like, a couple, like, weeds in the frame.
Yeah.
In the
yeah, you can see, like, from their chest up, maybe, and it's all, like, just tall grass.
Yeah. I don't... And the other one, it's when the rhino is beating, like, a bunch of random, like...
Yeah, yeah.
Other bad guys, and it just... It did it, like, a couple times. Yeah. It just randomly cuts super far out where you, like, for no reason.
It's for lazy ADR.
True.
Just so they can...
That's what happened in, like, all these Sonyverse movies. They just, like, ADR all the lines.
So. Yeah, and it's just so it makes the ADR job easier. It's these uninspired shots that just are bad and horrendous.
Yeah. And even just, I don't know, we're just dogging on this movie a bunch.
Yeah, I mean, that's all there is to say about it. I had fun because it was so bad.
Yeah, I think I gave this a 1-star review on
Letterboxd. I gave it 1 on Letterboxd.
Yeah. Which is really bad. I'm actually a pretty lenient Letterboxd grader.
I would say,
and
too.
I give it 1-star.
Yeah.
yes. I guess I would have a few more thoughts, but I think we're good.
Yeah, I'll say one final thing. if I could do over that movie experience, I would say 0 tickets, please.
this movie will have you saying 0 tickets, please.
Definitely not 2 tickets,
let
please.
Let us know if that's a baller catchphrase.
Is that? I think that should be the new show catchphrase. Awesome. That should be the new show catchphrase. Okay, let's do Sonyverse rankings.
Yes. So in the same vein of Craven, we thought we'd rank all of the Sonyverse movies because they're done. Thank the Lord they're done.
Yeah, right.
Making Sonyverse movies. If you don't know, Sonyverse is the random Spider-Man villain universe
yep.
that Sony tried to make. And besides maybe one, they're all really bad.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
I would agree with that. I think there's one that's decent, and then there's one that's mid, and then the rest are bad.
Yeah, I could agree with that. But yes, I'm pretty positive that they're done.
Yeah.
Because all of them performed really badly, even the ones I think are kind of okay.
Yeah.
Just no one wants to see them. And it's like, Sony's really good at making Spider-Man movies.
Yeah.
And that is it.
I know.
They were like, let's make these random villain movies, and they're all not good.
Yeah, they're all bad.
So yeah.
So
here
should we
go. Do you want to start with, there are 6 Sonyverse movies.
Yeah, we're going to go from last to first.
Yes. Would you like to start with number 6?
I think we have the same 6th place.
I would assume so.
It's Madame Web.
Yes, I have Madame
Web. All right. What is there to say about Madame Web?
It was like not even funny bad.
Yeah, it was just bad.
Like less so than Craven. I'd rather see Craven.
Yeah, I would too.
It was really bad.
Yeah.
What are your initial thoughts?
Again, it's the same problem with Craven. They couldn't find anyone who wanted to act.
Oh my gosh. It's like Dakota Johnson is the main character in this movie, and it's like she was held at gunpoint making this movie.
Yeah.
Like, she so obviously does not want to be there.
Right.
Even, like, the pressers and things.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
It's bad. And it's just the same problems with Craven. It's the cinematography, the ADR, the script, the writing. It's all bad.
It's... Yeah, just... Keep it going on acting. It's like, I mean, the main characters is Dakota Johnson as like Madame Web, and
yeah.
the 3 Spider Women. I don't remember any of their names, but
I don't either.
They all cannot act at all.
No,
especially they keep putting Sydney Sweeney in movies, and we know why.
Yeah, right.
It's not her acting ability.
Yeah, no, she can't act at all.
It's so bad.
It's bad.
Oh. And same with the other 2 main characters and the villain. I mean, his main motivation is, I saw you guys kill me in a dream, so I'm going to kill you guys first.
Yeah.
Are we serious?
What are we doing here, Sonny?
Are we for real?
I guess so, dude.
I don't know. They had this weird subplot with Ben Parker as her best friend.
Yeah.
Like, ah, look, see, Spider-Man universe, Ben Parker. And Aunt May, they're having a kid. They're having Spider-Man's dad. Oh. And you're like, oh, okay. Is Spider-Man in it? No? Oh, okay. I don't care. I don't even remember, like, I saw this movie once a long time ago, and I gave it, I think I gave this movie a half star.
Yeah.
It's one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
I might have just, like, clicked watch not done anything, because yeah. It's that bad. My favorite thing was to go through, like, the Letterboxd reviews.
Oh, yeah. On it.
They were really funny. I don't think we have the time to read some of them, or, like, the ability to read some of them, but they are very good.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Well, we should probably move on, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're
still... Worst Sony-verse movie is definitely Metamorph.
All right, let's hear your fifth.
My fifth is Morbius.
Okay. I kind of saw that coming.
It's really bad.
Yeah.
I mean, Jared Leto stinks. I don't know why we keep putting him in movies. Just like,
that's so
I'm sure
real.
There's some stuff with it. I mean, he's in like Fight Club. That's okay.
Yeah.
And like maybe some other things, but it's like, stop putting this guy in superhero movies.
Right.
That's terrible.
Joker is the most disgusting thing ever.
Absolutely, it's really bad. And this was worse, if you can believe it.
it was.
It's really bad. I mean, who cares? I'm just gonna like off the get go. I saw this movie because like I like movies and I like superheroes, but like. Who cares about this character?
Nobody.
I mean, yeah, obviously nobody. It made, like, $1 more billion, but... like, if your movie gets turned into such a huge meme that the studio releases it back into theaters...
I know, they put it...
Just for people not to go see it again.
Second run. Second
so
theatrical
funny.
Run.
I can't even... I remember this movie less than Madam Web. I don't even remember the main plot.
No, I just remember...
He's like kind of a vampire.
Yeah. I remember the memes.
His friend is like sick, and he doesn't make him a vampire also, so then he does it himself, and then he's mad at him.
Yeah.
And it's like, I know he can act. That actor, I forget his name, but he's in some cool stuff.
Right.
And like, I mean, he was fine. I don't know. He had that weird dancing scene that you probably remember. You know what I'm talking about? But yeah, honestly, just like, with most of these movies, except for like one... Who cares?
Right.
In no way, the amount of things they can make a superhero or like villain movie out of, they chose Morbius. And
yeah.
I can't believe it. I'm going to stop there. It's really bad. Go see it. Is this movie funny bad or is it just bad?
It's funny bad.
It's more funny bad than Madam Web.
Yeah. And that's why I have it. That's why Craven's my fifth.
Okay.
And we've talked
so
about.
You swapped those two.
Yeah, we talked
before.
About Craven. Okay. We already talked about it. And
I'll
Morbius
go ahead,
is kind of this.
Say I have Morbius. I have Craven at 4. So we
yeah.
Those.
So we just flipped our 4 and 5. Yeah, I have Morbius at 4. I think the memes that came out of it were great.
That's true.
I did enjoy It's Morbin Time. Made some of my own memes of those, and so you know it was really good. And it has spiraled into so many other things. Like for our intramural volleyball team right now, we'll say it's Brussels sprouting time because we're the Brussels.
Yes,
sprouts.
It did sprout that meme.
Yeah. So we so many memes and it's funny. It's funny bad. It's not like Madam Web.
It is funny bad.
And so is Craven's funny bad too. And so 5-4.
I can remember one. I actually thought it looked pretty cool in the final fight.
Yeah.
In Morbius.
Yeah.
Like, them coming out of their weird like flying around forms and like fight each other. It was actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
And that was the only part of the movie that was kind of cool. But yeah. Yeah, and then we talked about Craven plenty. I'm not going
to
really...
Yeah, no, I don't need to...
It's bad.
It's bad.
I mean, think about all the bad stuff we said about Craven to start this, and we have it as fourth best. I have it as fourth best.
I have it as fifth.
And you have it as fifth best.
Yeah.
I have it better than 2 movies in this universe, and I just talked smack about it for like 15 minutes. It's terrible.
It's terrible. It really is just that bad.
Yeah. Okay, I think we might have the same throughout here. I haven't looked at yours, but...
We
at
do.
3, I have Venom, Let There Be Carnage.
I agree.
The second
yep,
one.
Yep, that's my third.
Yes.
It's the least memorable Venom.
It's,
least enjoyable.
As much as I actually love Woody Harrelson...
Yeah, same here.
It's like... He doesn't do anything good in this movie.
I don't remember half of it.
I've seen this movie once.
Yeah, me too.
I actually only think I've seen all of these movies one time, except maybe my number one.
Yeah, I've seen my number one probably three times.
Yeah. This movie's bad. I mean, Carnage is a really cool character.
He is.
And there's some scenes where you're like, ah, oh, it's kind of cool with Carnage.
Right.
But it's like, ah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't remember his motivation at all, the villain. This is just, so I haven't seen the movie in forever.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in a while either, but it's the least memorable Venom.
100%. Yeah, it's just kind of okay.
Yeah, I agree.
Not much else.
I don't know what else to tell
you.
Yeah,
I don't really have any other thoughts.
Me neither.
What's number two?
Number two, Venom the Last Dance.
Yeah, me too. I think we both actually watched this movie like last week.
I did.
In preparation for this.
I did. I watched this in preparation for last week to do the show this week.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah. With that said, Venom the Last Dance is, aside from my number one, is one of the more enjoyable films.
Yeah, it's okay. It's better, yeah. I think I can say this for both of us. There's a big gap between the Venom movies and the other three.
I agree.
Like, they did okay. I think you liked Last Dance better than I did.
I think I did.
I don't know. The only reason that the Venom movies are good is because the dynamic between Tom Hardy and Venom is actually great.
It's awesome.
Yeah. And that's like the only thing. The villains in this, Null, the like symbiote like god, who's like a big character in the comics, is in it for like 8 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
He appears in the beginning and he's like, go kill that Venom.
Go get it.
And
get
then
the
at
thing.
The end he's like, ah, you got me. I'm gonna come back.
Yeah.
And guess what? He's not gonna come back.
No, because we're done with making these movies. I think the most enjoyable parts were actually the parts that didn't really affect the story.
Yeah, like with the weird family.
So, yeah, the weird family and them singing in the car.
Yeah.
With Venom singing and Eddie is just like, I can't stand this. It's so funny.
It was pretty funny. I think any time in these movies that like Venom / Tom Hardy are not on screen, the movie's
amazing. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Every other side character they have tried to do in any of these movies are just so uninteresting.
Oh, I agree.
Even scenes with the weird family without him are just like, why is this here?
Exactly.
And then, there's like some weird scientists in this movie. And one of them's played by Juno Temple.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about that subplot until now. She's awesome in Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
I've never seen her anywhere else. And it's like, just once again, like, I don't care. There's this random scientist, and she has, like, the smallest bit of backstory with her, like, brother.
Yeah.
They talk about it, like, two times, and I don't know. And then, like, the weird, general guy.
Yeah, the general
played by the same guy, like, Morrow
in
Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Not great.
And there's that other random scientist as well that is just kind of there.
Yeah.
And, yeah. I don't care. And they kind of don't serve much of the plot. They, like, get taken over by other symbiote people at the end and, sort of help.
Yep.
She gets super speed Venom at the end. Did you see that? The purple one? That was insane.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's fire. The stuff with the symbiotes is cool.
Yeah,
I mean, it's cool. It doesn't make for a great story all the time, but it's cool.
Yeah, and it's like, so yeah, my main point, I think we'll just, I mean, you guys know what our number one is. But
well,
it's like,
I have one more point about
The only
Last
good
Dance.
Part about this movie is Venom.
Yeah, and it has the best what line ever.
Oh, my gosh.
Because there's the Illuma Wutty in the Multiverse of Madness.
Yes.
There's Konichi Wa in Sonic the Hedgehog 3. And in this one, it's the Whatchamahoozit. And I audibly laughed out loud, unironically, to the Whatchamahoozit.
While I was watching the movie before I got there, you screenshotted the subtitles of the movie you were watching and sent it to me. And he said, the Whatchamahoozit.
Yep,
and I was looking forward to that line the entire rest of my watch. I mean, that is really funny. I don't even remember the context of what he said.
I think they were talking. He was with the weird family, and they were talking about the alien highway that they were going to drive on.
Oh, okay.
And he was like, "The Whatchamahoozit?"
That's hilarious.
It's so funny.
Like, that's so awful. It's actually funny. I genuinely laughed at that line.
I laughed out loud. Yeah. I was working at the front desk watching this movie, and I audibly laughed out loud at the front desk when he said that line.
The whatchama who's it?
He said that, and I audibly
best
laughed.
Best part of the movie, whatchama who's it?
Yeah, honestly, that's what I'm going
for. The scene
for.
With, sorry, just random thought. The scene with Venom gambling at the slot machine.
Yeah, I was going to make that point too.
Was really funny.
Awesome. That was hilarious. Like, just the whole casino bit.
He's just going
bit.
Crazy.
The whole casino bit.
He runs out of money and he goes, Eddie.
Eddie.
I need more money.
I need more money. That was fantastic. Really I funny. Love that.
Whoever writes the dialogue and just scenes with Eddie and Venom are great.
Yeah,
that
they do a great job.
The only good part of the entire Sonyverse.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
The Venom casino bit is one of my favorite parts of the movie.
Great.
It was great.
Let's go ahead and move on. We're basically going to say the same things. For this
oh, movie. Number one.
Number
it's
one
Venom.
Is just Venom.
It's just Venom.
It's the first one they made. It is, in my opinion, by far the best one.
Easily.
I think it's the only movie I would say is good. Just because I think you like Last Dance better than I did. I thought it was okay.
I think Last Dance is okay, too. I just enjoyed it more, but it's an okay movie overall. Venom, I actually... like
I actually really
a lot.
Like it. I like this movie came out and you're like still like kind of what the heck,
yeah.
Venom, and then I watched it and I'm like, oh, this universe could be okay.
Yeah,
like,
I remember.
Spoiler alert, it's not. But like this movie was pretty good.
I remember going to theaters and seeing it, so I guess it might be a bit of a nostalgia thing for me. I don't know, but I just really enjoy Venom.
I think it's a good movie.
I do too.
I mean, yeah, the whole. Actual, I guess, origin. I mean, it's like how Eddie gets Venom. And,
yeah.
Like, this is the only movie where there's, like, this is the only movie in the whole Sonyverse that there's, like, actually, like, an okay, like, romance subplot.
Yeah.
And, yeah, just all the scenes with him and Venom. Venom's actually, like, cool in this movie.
Yeah.
Like,
for sure.
He's hilarious, all the scenes with him.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, I love it.
Like, the scene when all the... When that he first gets Venom, he's like not used to him at all. He has the weird scene in his like apartment when he's like freaking out.
Yeah.
And then the guys, the military guys, show up, and then they're like, "Make mask, copy." And then he goes like, "Guys, you don't want to do this." And then he goes, "All right, you asked for it," or something like that.
Yeah.
It's not the real dialogue.
And
he goes mask, and Venom goes copy, and then turns into Venom. That was pretty cool. And then the scene after that.
Or like the part in the store with Miss Cho, and they're like. We are Venom. Like,
yeah.
That's good. That's fire.
I actually like this movie. It's the only one I would, like, recommend going to see if you
I agree.
Seen it.
When no, you should watch all of these.
Watching it.
You should watch every single Sonyverse movie.
All of these. but Venom's really good.
He is good.
It's a lot of fun. Just, yeah, whoever... The whole, like, Venom thing in his head, like, talking to him, like, that's awesome. I remember leaving that film being like, I wish I had a Venom. I wish I had a Venom.
Yeah,
like, that would be awesome.
Absolutely.
Not even for, like, the weird powers. Just, like...
No, it's like...
He's just chilling in your head.
No, it'd be cool. Like, you always have someone to talk to. And as a bonus, you get to be, like, a superhero? Come on now.
Yeah.
I wish I had a Venom.
Well, yeah.
Does that wrap up our...
That wraps up our rankings. So, to summarize... I had Madame Web, Morbius, Kraven the Hunter, Venom, Let There Be Carnage, Venom, The Last Dance, and then Venom as the best Sonyverse movie.
Yeah. Solid lists. And I had Madame Web, Kraven the Hunter, Morbius, Venom, Let There Be Carnage, Venom, The Last Dance, and Venom.
So yeah, pretty much the same. We flipped one spot. But we can agree that at least the bottom three are horrible movies.
Oh, awful movies. Absolutely. We can 100% agree on that.
Yes. So... What do we have next? What's our next?
We got a brand new segment.
Brand new segment.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's gonna be film forecast.
Film forecast. Okay.
Which I don't. Are you ready for film forecast?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I thought we were doing this last.
Oh, you did. Oh, okay.
We can do it now.
I have it next.
Okay.
So film forecast. New movies coming out soon that both of us are. Either not excited or very excited for.
Yes.
I'll start with an excited one.
I mainly
one.
Have excited ones in mind.
That's fine.
You go ahead.
Well, I have ones that we could call being excited for sarcastic.
Oh, okay. That's
or good. I have a singular one.
Okay. Well, go ahead. What's one you're excited for?
Brave New World. Captain America.
Of course.
It's easy. Less than a month now.
Yes. I'm excited to go see it. I think to this point, all three of the Captain America movies are great.
Yeah, I do too. I do too.
I think people who think like Iron Man movies are better are insane.
I do too. To be honest. I feel the same way.
I think Iron Man 1 is great and the other two are not good.
Yep.
But I think both of us like First Avenger more than most people.
Yeah, I definitely... I'm a bigger fan of First Avenger than most
people. I think
First
Avenger is awesome, and I think it's the worst Captain America movie.
Yeah.
Like, that's how good the other ones are.
Yeah, I agree.
I think a lot of people like Civil War more, but I think we both think that Winter Soldier is, like, insanely good.
It's my favorite.
It's your favorite, and I think it's, like, my third favorite
I think it's the best Marvel movie, and it's also my favorite.
Yeah.
It's quite literally, Winter Soldier is one of my favorite movies of all
time.
Having
Civil War be the second best movie in your trilogy is outrageous.
Yeah, I know.
Civil War is awesome.
Yeah, Civil War's great.
Winter Soldier's even better.
Yeah.
So they got stuff to live up to. And it's not Chris Evans, obviously. Different Captain America.
I don't think it needs to be.
I really like Anthony Mackie, the Falcon.
I think he's great. Yeah, it doesn't need to be Chris Evans playing Captain America, because Captain America is less of Chris Evans and just more of Captain America.
Yeah.
I think Chris Evans did fantastic, and I will always love him as Captain America more, but Captain America can be played by more than one person.
Yeah, I think Captain America's like low key my favorite Marvel character.
Me too.
So I'm kind of like, I really want him to live up to the being Captain America.
Yeah.
Like, it better be good.
I'm optimistic about it.
But from Falcon and Winter Soldier, while the show was, like, okay,
yeah,
I did like Sam as Captain America.
I thought
it was pretty good.
I thought it was great.
So this movie basically better be good, though.
Yeah.
From the run that Marvel's kind of on.
I know, it better be good.
I feel like they need a banger.
Come on. It looks like it's going to be.
Yeah. It looks really good. I mean, Harrison Ford's awesome. I hope he'll do good.
Yeah, he will.
And the whole Red Hulk thing. I still have no idea how, like, a Captain America versus Hulk fight is going to go. But, I mean...
It's Captain America with wings this time, though.
That's true.
So how much of a difference will it make?
I think... I don't know. They're exploring the kind of from Eternals, you know, like how the Celestial like came out of the Earth and is like still there. They're like finally looking at that.
It is still there.
Movie. Yeah, in like the trailer.
I don't remember
like,
the ending.
It shows them like
really
flying
well.
Around it.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I don't
know
how that comes into play in this movie, but okay.
They finally address the giant thing that
giant
popped out of the Earth.
In the Earth.
Absolutely.
but yeah, it seems like there's a couple villains in this movie. Well, it's like Red Hulk, obviously.
Yeah, right.
But I think he's not really like the villain,
I don't know. Just the way that they're trailing.
And then there's like Sidewinder, interesting character, but it's played by, I'm not going to attempt his name, but, Esposito. It's like
Giancarlo.
Yes.
Giancarlo
Esposito.
Name.
Something like that. You guys know who we're talking about.
Mandalorian.
Yeah. Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
He'll be great. It's kind of like an obscure villain character.
Yeah, for
but
sure.
But he's there. And I'm pretty sure he's probably like just helping out the real villain that's kind of been teased. And we haven't really seen yet in a trailer, which is the leader.
Yeah.
Which will be interesting. I'm curious to see if it's going to be played by the same actor. Because we see the leader for like a second in Incredible Hulk, which is not a good movie. But he like turns into him. Remember? It's like the weird scientist guy. And then like some of the stuff drops on his head. And his head gets big because the leader's head is big. For no reason. That's been teased as the villain. I mean, it's going to be the villain. Like, we know that.
Yeah.
So that's interesting to see. But yeah, I just think this better be a good movie.
Yeah.
I think if this movie stinks, first of all, that would, like, suck. But, like, Marvel's, like, needs a win. Marvel needs a win right now.
They do need a win right now.
So, yeah. Let's move on.
All right, yeah. We talked about that for a long time.
For too long.
Next film forecast item.
I think another movie that has to be good, absolutely must be good, or stuff is bad, is Superman.
Oh, absolutely. I think I'm most excited for Superman.
I think it's this movie I'm most excited for. Because it has to be good.
It cannot not be good.
Like, watch from trailers, it has to be good.
Look at the trailer.
But I'm just saying from, like, a DC standpoint,
absolutely,
studio standpoint, if this movie stinks, we're in big trouble.
DC is in huge trouble.
DC has just been bad.
Yeah.
Like, we can agree. I bet we'll talk about DC stuff.
We should.
In different shows and everything.
We should.
This, it's not been good. There's been some hits here and there.
Yeah.
But this movie has to be good. We need a good take on Superman. I mean, Henry Cavill, in my opinion, was, like, a greatly casted Superman.
Yeah,
but,
for
like,
sure.
What they did with him, obviously, Zack Snyder was like, what if we made Superman heartless and evil? That's just not, no one wants to see that.
No, not at all. That's not, like, who Superman
that's
is.
That's, like, in comic storylines, when that happens, it's like, oh, a different take on Superman, not the first take on Superman.
It's kind of like the same idea as, like, Captain America. Superman is less of who the actor is and more of who the character actually, like,
I think
is.
So.
Like,
I think
who
more
the
so
characters
for Superman.
Embodies.
Like, someone... I haven't finished the entire show, but the Superman and Lois CW show is actually, like, a really good representation of
it
Superman.
Is. Yeah, it's great.
Just, like, I mean, Superman's, like, I mean, he's, like, the strongest, like, hero in everything. Like, he's super awesome, like, superhero. But it's, like, we need scenes of him being, like, just a chill guy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I know,
like,
what you're
just,
saying.
Like, an awesome dude.
Yeah.
Like, I saw this, like, comic strip the other day of him, like, just kind of hanging out with this, like, steel worker, and it's like a crazy good conversation. I'm like, we need just, like, down to earth Superman moments of
and
him being like a
I
great
think
guy.
That's what we see in the trailer.
Yeah,
like,
and I think
the part
the
where
vibe.
He drops, like, this, like, his work stuff in front of people, like, that I think, like, as Clark Kent,
it's like everyone always makes fun of the, oh, he's wearing glasses, can't tell who he is, but he genuinely looks like a different guy.
You can't tell. And they did a good job. The glasses worked.
It looks, and well, it's less of even the glasses /, like, disguise. It's how he, like, carries himself.
Yeah.
It's
his
very
posture. It's
different.
It's the way he acts.
Well, yeah, we probably shouldn't take too long on this, but very excited. We'll talk about Superman a ton, I'm sure.
Oh, we will.
It looks great. I have trust in James Gunn. He's made, obviously, incredible superhero movies.
I do, too. He's he's fantastic when it comes to comic books.
I trust him. I really like the casting, and the other characters seem fun as well.
Yeah.
I think it should be good.
It'll be great.
And it better be good.
Green Lantern bowl cut. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
I love
Which,
it.
Which, like, everyone's hating on it. Like, oh, it looks so ugly. Like, that's how it's supposed to look.
It looks... It doesn't look ugly.
It looks perfect
awesome.
For his character. Like,
yeah.
It looks great.
It looks great.
I'm a huge fan of Nathan Fillion. That's who's playing Guy Gardner's Green Lantern.
Yep.
And I'm excited to see that.
Yeah, me too.
Well, yeah. Moving on.
Should we do another movie that has to be good?
Has to be good? Yeah. What are your
thoughts? It's a Marvel movie.
Yeah.
And it's Thunderbolts.
Yeah. I think it also needs to be good.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for it.
Me too.
We've talked about it, that we're, like, strangely excited for it.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, it's kind of a different little vein of Marvel, it feels like. Captain America is, like, a very headline movie. It's Captain America, obviously.
Yeah.
And this one, I feel like, needs to be good for the kind of, like, almost side characters they're
right,
trying to do.
I agree.
And some of them haven't worked. And I think this movie looks good from trailer stuff. I'm interested
too.
In the characters. But, yeah, I think this is another one. It comes out after Captain America. I think it's got to be good, too. They need to get back on track. People need to be excited to go see, like, Marvel movies again.
Yeah.
And I think this movie... Yeah, I think it needs to be good as well.
It should. I think it'll be good.
I think this is an important year for Marvel and DC. Their movies have to be good.
Yeah, it really is. It's an important year.
Character-wise, I'm really interested in this movie.
Me too.
I mean, Yelena Belova and obviously Winter Soldier. I guess he's not really Winter Soldier anymore, but like Bucky.
Red Guardian.
Red Guardian's cool. And then I'm really excited to see John Walker.
Yeah.
His U.S. agent. Because as much as people, like, he got so much hate, but, like, I really liked his character in Captain America Winter Soldier.
He played it right.
It was awesome.
He did good.
I mean, that's honestly facts. Like, if you're getting hate because people hate your character and you're a villain character, you kind of did your job.
Come on now. You did,
you did
it.
Your job.
Like, yeah, it was good.
I genuinely will never understand people. It's like, ah, I don't like this character. Let me hate message their actor.
Yeah.
What?
Well, and he's supposed to be the villain. I hated the character.
Yeah,
because he just, like, made me hate him with the way he acted.
Yeah, and I think even looking back on it, like, I see clips of scenes and stuff, and it's like, well, this character was great.
Yeah.
Like, he had some depth and everything, and it's going to be interesting to see him after in this movie. It'll be cool.
Definitely.
Those are the main characters we care about. Yelena Belova, Red Guardian, Bucky, and John Walker.
Yeah.
Ghost.
And Bob.
And Bob. Bob's going to be cool. Sentry. Oh, yeah. I don't know how they're going to do that, because Sentry is basically Superman in Marvel.
Right.
I don't know how he plays in. If he's fighting them, I don't know how it's going to make sense. If he's like on their side, but like doesn't know his powers or something like that.
Yeah.
I kind of could see it going that way.
Right.
But yeah, some of the other characters, Ghost and Taskmaster.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, Taskmaster is a great Marvel Comics character.
Yeah.
And, well, she sucks in Black Widow.
Big time.
And I've seen people break down the trailer and everything that they think Taskmaster is going to die early because she's like barely in any trailer footage and like not in the big team fights and stuff. And I would not be sad if that happened.
I would not be either.
I think Ghost is like not that cool, but they could make her cool. And I think Taskmaster is like too far gone. So yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. My sarcasm one is going to be a Minecraft movie.
Oh my gosh. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to this as a it's so bad, it's good movie.
Oh yeah. Yeah, me too.
I think it should be hilarious.
Yeah.
I like Jack Black and like Jason Momoa and everything. Like it looks like it's going to be not good, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, no.
But I hope it's just funny and fun. Like, it doesn't look great, in my opinion.
No, it doesn't. As a child, I yearned for the mines.
Yeah, that's hilarious. But just, like, the actual, like, Minecraft world, it just doesn't look that good.
No.
But yeah, that'll be exciting.
All right. Yeah, that's... All right. What else you got?
Moving on, we have a brand new segment!
Segment! Yes! Yeah! Woo!
This... This segment is, called random movie trivia that AJ probably won't know.
Oh boy.
We're good at segments. Today there's a theme with the trivia. It's going along with our theme we've had today.
It's Sonyverse,
isn't
it?
Sonyverse themes. Yeah. Trivia. This isn't really trivia. All the questions are just kind of dumb. So play along at home. Play along at home.
Play along at home.
Try and answer these questions.
Comment on the Instagram that
we haven't posted on yet.
We'll post today.
Maybe.
We will.
Okay, AJ, are you ready?
Oh boy.
Okay, sounds like he's ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
We have 6 questions today.
Oh boy.
They're pretty rapid fire. My first question is, what is the name of the main villain in Madame Web?
All right, I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't think you would.
I don't know. Wait.
It's like not. It doesn't sound like a villain name. He doesn't really. I was surprised at this. He doesn't really have.
I'm gonna take a guess. Okay.
Okay, go for it.
Is it Jackson Wilkie, the main villain from Frostbite?
Okay. No, that's incorrect. I'm sorry.
Oh, dang it.
No, dang it. Go see Frostbite.
Go see Frostbite.
The name of the villain is Ezekiel Sims.
Not
like a villain name.
He wasn't even on the same book, dude.
Just his name. That's basically it. Okay, well, you're 0-1.
Let us know how you did at home.
I know for sure you're not going to know this because we literally talked about it during our segment. Can you name at least one of the 3 main girls in Madame Web besides Madame Web? Any of their names?
And that's all today, everybody.
No, it's not.
I do not know that.
Well, yes, I would not have known this either. It's Anya Corazon,
nope.
Julia Cornwall, and Celeste O'Connor.
People do not name their children that.
Yeah, that's true. And also, that's Ooh. Your 3 main characters in the movie, and I bet no one on this campus could name those 3 characters.
Probably not, unless someone on this campus has a weird fixation of Madame Web.
Degree. this is one of my favorite questions. Here we go. The Sonyverse The official name of the Sonyverse from Sony is Sony's Spider-Man Universe, or the SSU. How many times does Spider-Man appear in the Sony Spider-Man Universe?
Zero.
That's correct.
Let's go! Oh my gosh, we did it.
He
wow.
does never appear. They hint at him like every 5 minutes, but he never appears in any of the movies.
All right, we're one for three.
Which is why it's called the Sony Spider-Man Universe.
I hope everyone at home is doing better than I am with this trivia.
Yeah, let us know how you're doing.
Let us know how you're doing on the Instagram.
Next three questions are all true or false questions. I'm going to give you a line from a Sonyverse movie, and you're going to tell me whether it was in the movie or it was not.
Okay, okay.
Okay. these are not really true. First question, well, is this line in the movie? The Whatchama Who's It?
Yes.
Yes.
That's in
that
Venom,
is the movie.
The Last Dance.
We love it.
Yeah.
Next line, when you take on the responsibility, great power will come.
That is in Madame Web, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is. That's their great way of not saying with great power comes great responsibility.
Another movie that actually says with great power comes great responsibility is Frostbite.
It does.
Go
say
see Frostbite.
That. Go
anyway,
see Frostbite.
Next question.
Last question. Is this line in the movie? He was in the Amazon with my mom when she was researching spiders just before she died while researching
that's
spiders.
In the movie. That's in the movie. That's in the movie. That's in Madame Web. That's in Madame Web. That's in Madame Web.
That is in the movie.
Let's go.
Incredible dialogue.
Let's go.
You got the last three
read
questions.
It one more time for us.
Here, this is in the movie. This is like the opening of the movie.
Yeah.
He was in the Amazon with my mom when she was researching spiders just before she died while researching spiders. Banger dialogue.
It sounds like a... I don't know, like a, I don't even know what it sounds
okay,
like.
Okay, well, it sounds bad.
It sounds bad. Like bad that's a way to put it.
Well, good job. You got 4 out of the 6 correct. Great work.
Thank you.
Let us know how you did at home.
Let us know how you did at home. I did better than I honestly thought I would.
All right. What's next? What do you got?
The final segment of today is over-unders on hilariously bad movies that Jackson should probably get right.
Brand new segment!
Brand new segment! Yes. Yeah! And the hilariously bad movies that we are talking about today are Sonyverse movies.
Of course. We're staying on theme.
So we're going to follow my list, my personal list.
Okay.
And start with number 6, Madame Web.
Mm.
Over-under 10% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, I'm going to say over, just because I
you're
think,
correct.
Yep.
11%.
Yeah, I feel
tomatoes.
Like it would be in the teens. Or I guess 11 is a teen, but in those above 10. Okay. 11 is crazy, though.
Right?
That's so bad.
Yeah.
And it should be lower.
It should be. 11's a little too high. Number 5, we're going to do Kraven the Hunter.
Okay.
Is Kraven the Hunter over or under 18% on Rotten
18.
Tomatoes?
18. Jeez. I'm going to say under.
Oh my gosh. We got 16% yes. on Kraven.
That
on
is
tomatoes.
Also so bad. But, jeez.
Now we're to the big kicker here. Morbius.
Yes.
Is Morbius over or under 13%?
13. Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I'm going to say over.
You're correct.
Yes.
15%
Let's
with
go.
Morbius.
All these movies are in the, like, teens. 11, 13, and 15?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And they wanted to keep making movies.
I know. Yeah, I guess you're doing better. You're doing pretty good. I mean, I guess the title is that Jackson should probably get right. So
heck yeah.
You're doing good.
3 for 3.
You're doing good. 3 for 3 so far. Venom Let There Be Carnage is our next movie.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask you, is Venom Let There Be Carnage over or under 40%?
I'm going to say under.
That's incorrect.
Oh, really?
Venom Let There Be Carnage I'll tell you a crazy stat after.
Okay.
After we're done, is 58%.
That's crazy.
On Rotten Tomatoes, which puts it, I think that's right under the Rotten threshold, right? Is Rotten 60 or 70?
I honestly don't know.
I don't remember. I don't use Rotten Tomatoes that much. Venom the Last Dance is next, and we're going to stick with the trend here. Is it over or under 40% on Rotten Tomatoes?
Under.
Nope.
Jeez.
41%.
Oh, are you kidding me? that's so mean.
All right.
Yeah, so the Venom movies actually got like a fine one.
We're going to stick with the trend for the Venom movies.
Yes.
Is Venom over or under 40%?
Please be over.
It's not.
It's lower than the other two?
It's 30%.
Oh my gosh. What are people talking about?
I have no idea.
This is why you don't trust Rotten Tomatoes when you go negotiate a movie. Because, well, actually, trust the first three.
Yeah,
because they're that bad.
Absolutely. The first three are just that bad. So the crazy stat is Venom Let There Be Carnage at 58% is the highest
rated Sonyverse
movie. It is the highest rated Sonyverse movie, and it is my least favorite Venom movie.
Yeah. It's not good. I mean, it's okay.
It's below the Rotten threshold by 12, I think.
Okay. So none of them hit the Rotten threshold.
No, they're all bad. They're all rotten movies.
They're all rotten movies.
Yeah.
Except Venom. Go see Venom.
go see him.
Wow. Well,
watch all of them. Venom is actually.
I was on
do not listen to Rotten Tomatoes on their Venom. All right, Venom.
Yes.
Is at least
or most things,
a 60%.
Honestly, just go see movies you want to go see.
No, not at least 60%. I would say Venom would be around 60%. Should be.
It's okay. Well, yeah, I was on a roll there. I had 3 for 3, and then I got the last all Venom movies wrong because that makes no sense.
Yeah, no, that was weird. Rotten Tomatoes just doesn't like Venom.
Rotten Tomatoes stinks.
I guess.
Don't listen to them.
Don't. Listen to them for the first three. Well,
yeah. Listen to them for the 11% on MetaMob because that's insane.
That's too high.
Yeah.
Too high. There are some Rotten Tomatoes that have 0%.
Yeah.
I don't know what they are
because
I probably have never seen them. Some but I do know there are some. Let's get Madam Web down there.
Get Madam Web. Go review bomb Madam Web because it's that bad. It's been out a year and a half. Go review bomb.
Yeah, go review bomb it. Well, with that, we successfully filled a full hour.
We did.
With two
we
tickets,
yapped
please.
For an hour. I hope you guys liked it.
I hope everyone that listened enjoyed it. We successfully did it. We finally did the two tickets, please.
We finally
podcast.
Got here. It's been a journey trying to make this podcast happen.
It really has been. And so with that, I'm AJ.
Yep, and I'm Jackson.
And I hope that today's podcast will have you asking for two tickets, please.
Two tickets, please.
We will see you guys next week.
Bye-bye.